All right, 8:06 on this Thursday, June 18th. Glad you're with us today. We'll be headed over to Hot Springs to start our tour of 500 years of Arkansas restaurants. We start with the Ohio Club today right there on Central. If you want to come by and say hello, we'll look forward to visiting with Sadiq and his wife, Jeannie. They own that. And then, Roger, we've got to figure out where we go next.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out if we're going to be. Yeah, that's right. We're going to try to figure out if we're going to be at the Lions Den tomorrow. We're still working on the technical issues of that. But in studio with us, always good to see Cliff and Susan. Who are they? At least Susan is a regular on with Justin and Phil. What days?
On Tuesday at noon.
Yeah, you've become a radio person. How about that?
I love it so much.
Yeah.
I really do. It was kind of intimidating at first.
Yeah.
You know, hanging with sports talk and like,
even though you're on the mic all the time. It's just like we had the pastors for our clergy bowl. You get in front of and preach in front of thousands.
Uh-huh.
You do something outside of your, you know, comfort zone. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
And that's nothing to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and I just think it just. The amount, if I actually knew how many people were listening, I think I would probably be a little bit more nervous. It's just about like being able to find, plus especially on like a sports talk radio show.
Yeah.
I mean, I played sports in high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, what I was a baller.
What school?
I went to a small school, Magnet Cove High School.
Well, of course we know where Magnet Cove is.
Panther pride runs deep, baby.
All right, were you pretty good?
Yes, I was. I was pretty good. I mean, it was a small school, so you could do. I did start. I think I started. At least 10th and 11th. I think I started my 9th grade.
Do you have a nickname?
Sue Babe.
Sue Babe.
Number 20.
Right. Sue Babe now.
I got Cliff. Sue Babe.
It's going to be Sue Babe from now on.
Number 24 was my number.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a good segment. You know, it gives you guys a chance to, or you a chance to tell what's going on from y'all's perspective and promote y'all as well, because you guys are super busy.
Yeah.
Last time I saw them, Roger, I was at, that was that full day. We did the bathtub races that day. Remember that morning? Came back and we did Justin Moore's concert with Tyler Kinch and Justin's daughter at Magic Springs. And then we came and saw you, Don Grisham, myself, and I can't remember, Joey Gonzalez. And then, of course, you know, you can't come and see Cliff and Susan at Oakland without seeing who, Roger?
But Bill and Doris Lawrence.
Bill is 80,
them to come in here and dance.
82 years old. He's right there in front of the stage. You guys put on a great show.
Thank you.
At Oaklawn. We always talk about Rogers residency every Thursday night, which you'll be there tonight. At Mainline Sports Bar. And y'all have a residency. It's not every week or every month, but during
racing
season it is. But y'all have a little bit of a break, and so now. You won't be back until September, right?
September we've got our show, and it'll be our full band. So when we come back during the off-season, you know, shows, we like to bring our full band to have something a little bit different.
Oh, wow.
And we can. You know, it's hard to have our full band, almost impossible, when we have the racing season because there's always a band after us. So we got to do our duo show, get off, you know, get on stage and break down for the next band. So
we
get to bring our full
show.
Band. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we were 4-8. 9-1, we're not used to it.
Well, the biggest compliment, I would guess, for you guys is, you know, Roger, you know, when you look out there and you see people getting on the dance floor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what age. You
Doesn't
know, you guys have them out there. And I know Wayne Smith. You know, we love working with Wayne and Chris. It's great. It's a great institution.
Oh, yeah.
So, but y'all have so much more going on. What else is happening?
Well, you know, I guess our biggest thing right now is we're really pushing hard on our original music. We've been together for 10 years and releasing original music for about 3 or 4 years. So it took us a while to make sure we found our sound as an original artist duo. And so we've had a lot of momentum going on at the Arkansas Country Music Awards.
Yeah, you keep winning. Keep winning. What'd you win this year?
We won Arkansas Country Music Awards Entertainer of the Year and Vocal Duo Group of the Year.
Wow. is that 2 years in a row or 3 years?
That is 2 years in a row. We're just so blessed and excited about, I always say, and I liken everything to like sports a little bit when it comes to the competition is there in the community, but we all rise together as a result of the healthy competition in the state. And what's coming out of Arkansas right now is really great country music because we have so much talent. So I love what the award show has done for just the community in general. So it's an honor, absolutely. And every year, you never know what's going to happen, but we had a big one this year.
I saw Kevin and Sharon Lamb last night, and I didn't realize that Kelsey, I just don't keep up with the music scene as much. Kelsey Lamb, I want to give her credit for the 2026 Female Vocalist of the Year.
Yeah, she's so fantastic.
Yeah, she's a great person. And I heard that Garth Brooks came in to just see y'all.
Yeah.
It's your trophy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure, yeah,
is that right, Cliff? Is that how much of a shock was that?
That was crazy. So I was playing with the house band again this year, and I played with them last year. And I was going backstage to get something out of the green room because, you know, sometimes the house band takes a little bit of a leave, there might be someone doing a trio that we don't have to back up. So in the hallway, they were locking everything down. And there was one girl. She's like, "Hey, you can't be back here. We're gonna shut down this hallway real quick." Mm. I was like, "I can't be back here," because she didn't know I was in the house band. Yeah.
Right.
And so I was like, "All right." And I went to the end of the hallway because they couldn't really. They were just locking down one door, and he was coming in from the back from his bus, and I had no idea. I was like, "Well, who is it?
Did you see? Could you see? Wait a minute."
Yeah, no.
You knew immediately. Okay.
Well, once he walked in,
they were already there.
That's right.
We were walking around Ricky Skaggs and talking to him. I was like, "Well, Ricky's been walking." I said, "Who is it?" And they're like, "We can't tell you."
And here
like,
comes.
All right. And so everybody moves around, but then I see some of the band members in the house band at the end of the hallway, and Garth Brooks walks in. I was like, "Well, I'm in the house band. I'm going to go down there." So I was like, "I'm not going to be left out of that." So he was extremely gracious, very kind to take everybody, you know, take pictures, shake hands. Even, you know, back after the show, stood beside his bus and greeted people as they walked out.
Talked to every kid. He got down on their level. He bent down, got on one knee, and just like eye to eye, talked to every kid in that bathroom.
Well, that's awesome. And he came in to honor a guy that we had never heard of. Apparently, that guy had a heck of a career.
Alan Reynolds. Garth Brooks had a very heartfelt and very nice, emotional speech for Alan, and basically was like, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere without him.
So. And I did want to mention, too, Tyler Kinch, who's a good buddy of ours, opens for Justin a lot. He won again.
Song of the Year.
We were very excited. Those,
like you said, it's encouraging for you guys to be recognized here in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You know, Justin was saying, "Hey, they didn't have that when I was coming up."
Yeah.
You know,
It is. It's a great thing. And I shout out to Nathan Honeycutt and Charles Hames, who keep that going every year. And they improve every year. And I can't say enough great things about having that kind of, like, you know, stake in the ground in the calendar. The 1st of June, everybody's like, "Got to get you," because you have eligibility. And it's like, it's just fun to be like, "I got to get my songs in, and we're working on our next album for this fall." And, you know, there's a lot of things to move forward for.
Two things we got to do. We've got to play. I want to hear your new single. Okay. And then next week, what's going on next week, the festival?
Yeah. So, well, tonight we've got
Sickies. That's right. Tonight. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Before we get to next week. Tonight,
I can't think past tonight.
Yeah, right.
So tonight we have our full band. We're going to play our song, our brand new song with our full band. We've got that steel guitar player and all that. You saw the steel guitar.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
That's at Sticky's. We're playing a show tonight at Sticky's. It starts at 7:30.
2-hour show.
Couple hours of mostly original. Some covers. So you can come see us tonight, and that we would love that tonight on Thursday.
By the way, let's just on that real quick. As a band who spends to get people moving, you play a ton of covers.
Yeah.
How nice is it to play a show where the majority of it is your stuff? Yes. Is it weird because some people are not going to know it, or you don't care? It doesn't matter. You get to play your own stuff.
In my DNA, it's that piano bar, get people going, play songs they know and love, and I can move the crowd with that because they're familiar. But it's been in my mindset shift.
Well, it's been getting to the point where a lot of people are like, it's nice to hear you. When we hear you start playing covers, we're like, can we get back to the original music?
No, we have a lot of people like, we can't wait for the all original set. And I'm like, that's an honor to hear that. You know, like, okay,
cool.
So our music is starting to really, you know, resonate and get out there.
Yeah, so 7:30 tonight, people can buy tickets at the door, right?
Yeah, or they can go to stickies.com.
Yep.
And they can grab that. And then, so the Arkansas Folklife Festival is coming next week, and that's something I'm doing.
It's the Folklife.
Folklife Festival.
Okay, and what is that?
Well, Rachel Reynolds went. She had a Smithsonian-backed alignment, and she went across the state and did over, like, I think 15 different community events, and let Arkansas tell their story. Folklife is kind of like not just past but present and future of what makes a region, in this case Arkansas, special, and letting people from all backgrounds tell who they are, from food, culture, dance, art, all of it, and music, of course. And so that informed the festival, and so I'm the marketing director, and I'm excited about this big, huge Arkansas party about to be thrown on the riverfront in North Little Rock, June 26th through the 28th.
And you just got through doing the Pulaski Fair. I mean, how many different hats do you want to wear?
Well, you know? I get involved a lot over in North Little Rock.
I'm sure they're appreciative of that.
And then Willie D's.
The house I drove by the other day, for those that hadn't heard, that y'all are moving from River Market to Argenta, and that brand new facility right next to the Simmons Bank Arena. Great vision of our friend who came up with that idea of doing that right next to the new event center.
Yeah, Greg Knappholz.
Great guy. What a vision. That's going to be great. Everybody's so excited about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hotel, too.
We're very excited on the location. Couldn't be better on that for us, and we're excited about that move. Really coming along. We're opening in October, hopefully. We're shooting for that, and so we'll still be here hopefully when we open. Of course we leave in November for our St. Martin contract. Yeah. So
we're hoping to be here for the
what is this?
So we go to the Red Piano, and we're actually part owners in the Red Piano down on the island of St. Martin.
Well, I didn't know. Roger, did you know about the Red Piano?
I mean,
I did not.
We've been doing it for, I've been going for 16 years. Cliff and I have been together for 10 years. Yeah, I've been going down there. But we just, I invested with some partners last year to be part owner. But we go every November, and it's a piano bar. Cliff and I do our show at the piano bar. And we also go to Santa Barbara to the other Red Piano next month. So we've got a couple of residencies outside of the state. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, it's rooted in that piano bar show.
I'm addicted to
I love the interaction and just taking the crowd on a journey and having fun and playing songs. And it's a lot of fun.
So. You guys are super talented. If you just joined the show, we're visiting with Cliff and Susan. And, we have really talented people in this state. You two are both talented. The guy to my left is as talented as anybody in the country. You've heard Christian now. You've been listening.
We were talking
Christian off air. We call him the singing producer.
Yeah. Where was that when he was with Justin?
Justin kept him down.
He was a peacock. They wouldn't let him fly.
So let's real quick, let's listen to Christian. Do you have the song? Do you have the new single?
I do. Let me see if I can pot it up.
If we can play that in here, we'll give you a little love for this song.
Yeah, it's called "Between the Whiskey and Rain." Cliff wrote this one.
All right.
We produced it with co-produced with Colt Caperoon in Nashville. And Lester Estelle is the drummer on this. He's Kelly Clarkson's drummer.
Okay.
And then Smith Curry, who's played on everything from Taylor Swift to Randy Travis, he's on steel guitar on this one. And then the rest is us.
All right. Let's. Do we have it?
Gravel fly, this time I think she's gone. Ripped out the drive, flipped a finger, cussed a couple words. I know by now that she's out at her sister's place, saying all them things that she couldn't think to say to my face. And I had about a million things I could have said to you. Yeah, but instead I drowned those thoughts out with some 80 proof. Them damn old memories gonna kill me someday anyhow. Bartender says don't worry, man, this one is on the house. So let it pour like a storm on a summer day, and you can find me somewhere between the whiskey and rain. I don't know what went wrong, don't know what caused the fight. We've been through this before, it just hit different this time. I know I couldn't stop her, hell, I didn't even try. So I just watched her slam the door and drive out of my life. And I had about a million things I could have said to you. Yeah, but instead I drowned those thoughts out with some 80 proof. Them damn old memories gonna kill me someday anyhow. Bartender says don't worry, man, this one is on the house. So let it pour like a storm on a summer day, and you can find me somewhere. I thought about it some, and there just ain't a damn thing that I could have done. Now all that's left of her is what I've got left inside. Some sad lines, some tire marks she left in the drive. And I had about a million things I could have said to you. Yeah, but instead I drowned those thoughts out with some 80 proof. Them damn old memories gonna kill me someday anyhow. Bartender says don't worry.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Is this the first time it's been played on radio?
It's the second time.
Awesome time.
But I didn't expect y'all to play the whole thing.
No, how about that? You're welcome.
Thank you
very much.
We're all artists here.
I expected a little snippet.
If it wasn't good, we would have cut it off.
I know you.
You got lost in it.
One of the interesting things about having Justin Moore on the show was, this is the fifth year we've had Justin. And so much respect. You know, for anybody that can have written 14, have sung 14 number ones.
I know.
And so we understand how much time and effort and heart and soul goes into writing your own music and doing it. So that's very exciting. Happy for you guys.
You know, we were talking about this on the way. It's like the hardest thing is just to get people to listen to your song that you've worked so hard on.
You bet. Yeah. So what's the website? I know, is it Susan Erman? Is that the old one?
We haven't migrated everything, but if you go to cliffandsusan.live, it heads to that one.
I was about to say, surely y'all have done that.
We're working on a big major migration over into our own. But if you go to cliffandsusan.live, it lands on susanerman.com because it's my old one and we just kind of kept it. So it's about time we move it over.
We consider now, since we have, of course, Roger, Justin Moore, and the singing producer, Christian Weaver, we are the best singing show in America.
Well, do we not need to do a show?
I guarantee you, I can put those three. Now, let me tell you, Justin can carry a tune. Justin Acker can carry a tune. Mm-hmm. He's not in this league, though.
He's not in that.
I think he can carry a tune. Can he, Raj?
I've heard him sing.
He's carried a tune in karaoke. I've heard him before. He's not on the level of Roger and.
You've got to listen. Don't even compare me to these people.
I heard you sing with
Justin. He's like in single A or in double A. Listen.
I'm more of a whispering Bill Anderson.
Okay.
I don't know so when Justin performed at Simmons Bank Arena, Roger.
I saw it.
So Roger got. And, not only did Roger sing, let me tell you, when he did one of these, he turns to the side and puts the arm out forward. And like the hat there, and like, whoa, that's a turn.
He's a showman.
Yeah, that's right. That's
if you okay, Roger,
nothing
if,
on the
Roger,
of you
if
guys.
You had to get up there and if you had to sing with them, what would be the song? Okay, let's sing this
to
song.
To me, it's Whiskey and Rain.
Between the Whiskey and Rain.
There we go. Come on to Stickies tonight.
Roger is a old music lover.
I like classic country western. Hey. I'm not big on the new stuff. I don't know the new stuff. I don't know Morgan Wallen or any of her songs. I couldn't pick them out.
I'll tell you, a great addition to our show, which thanks to Justin Moore for thinking of doing it and reaching out to him, is Joe Nichols.
Boy, you talk about a
talented dude.
Yes.
And really can sing the old classics, too.
He's got a peace bond? What do you call it? The restraining.
Oh, Roger's got a bromance going.
Because the dude's got it going on.
Yeah, you guys rocked it for us at the tailgate party.
Yeah, that's right. We were so excited. Well, let's do that again this year.
I think we should. Of course, we're not in Little Rock. We don't play in Little Rock.
Right.
But, Roger, let's play a clip. Let's play a clip just to, I want to hear some Christian and Roger.
Yes,
I want them to hear. I want Cliff and Susan to hear this.
I think a lot of my stuff may have got lost in the show.
Oh, stop it.
No, he's not kidding.
What?
He's not kidding.
Look, I think we should hold some kind of event where we all throw a band together. And we all just sing.
Can I tell you? I love it. Either we do it in Little Rock, do it in Hot Springs. We'll do it in Oklahoma. We can do it here. I'm game. I'm telling you. We could do it. Listen, we used to do Christmas karaoke, and it was fun. We had everybody come in.
We need to rope Jocko into it.
I love Jocko.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Jocko's
even
one
better.
Of my buddies.
Absolutely.
And I have a lot of respect. You guys are doing it, too. And he does a little bit different kind of thing than what you do. Mm-hmm. It is a grind to go out there and do what he does and himself. It is much respect. You know, I saw his brother performing up with Jason Campbell up in Northwest Arkansas last week. But, my hat's off to all you folks that are out there grinding.
He said his hat's off.
Yeah, the hats.
It's a blessing to be able to do what you love for a living.
Yeah.
But it requires the grind. And, I mean, in the music industry, especially as an independent artist, you really have to go play those live shows to survive.
Which is really a great way to build
your fan base.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you were doing it by yourself for years and years before.
I'll tell you, I've been doing it over 20 years.
Would you say you cut your teeth where you really flexed for the first time when you're doing the piano stuff?
The piano bar. The piano bar is how I learned to perform.
It trained you to perform. It's just like Elvis back in the old hayride days.
Mm-hmm.
You go down there and you take these tours to
the
high school.
Works.
High school. Yeah. That's right. You see what works and what doesn't work.
Well, piano bars have always been fun because you interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
The crowd wants to sing along.
And
so it was karaoke before karaoke.
Exactly. And you have to play all the songs people know and love. And yes. That's the best master class in hit songwriting. I mean, why does Sweet Home Alabama, that first lick, always get people to go, woo?
It just does.
Like,
absolutely.
Think about what really informs a good song.
Yeah. Roger, before you play that real quick, I would just mention a couple of messages. And here's Nick, says Big Mayhem and Cliff and Susan fan here. Said their song is going to be number one. Cliff and Susan are amazing people. They both are great artists. I discovered them by accident, actually hooked there on the internet. Going to say that just great people. Can't wait to hear more. Here's more. That's great music. Copy that. On and on and on. So anyway, a lot of great stuff.
Thank you so much.
I just say that's great when you get that kind of feedback.
Absolutely,
so.
We really appreciate it. Though.
All right,
here's an opening act for you.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload.
Woo! Woo! I like that vibrato.
I hear you singing in the wire.
Oh, yeah, get them up.
I can hear you through the wine. And the wish it's all lineman.
Acapella.
It's still on the line.
Yes, yeah, listen, that what prayer.
Yeah, how about that?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
He did that live on the show. I put him on the spot, that's what we do.
That's okay.
Put him
exactly on the spot. Right.
Good job, Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, he does so well.
Yeah.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live? That's really good. Yeah. I did that one on the zone.
That was terrible because the music screwed you up.
I was trying to impersonate Michael Bolton.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough to find.
Yeah, well, we enjoy, music is a part of, all of our shows, but we especially, we do it, because Roger can sing, as we mentioned, and having Justin, and now having Christian.
We're shower singers.
I love the idea of maybe getting together and doing something.
For real.
Yeah, no, we could do a whole night of music and comedy. Yeah.
I found,
mix it together.
You
there.
Bet.
Roger and I doing Oh What a Beautiful Morning.
Oh, I heard that one.
Let's hear this one.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
Oh, show tune.
And it looks as though it's climbing up to the sky.
Everybody!
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way.
Ah, about that.
I think that needs to be the opening.
Everything's going my way.
Look, that needs to be every morning. Tests. You need to kick off the show with that. What a beautiful
You know what we did? They were doing some post work on the show, and they started doing that. So I filmed with my camera. Yeah. They got 25,000 or 40,000.
I saw that.
So I was going to mention too. Are you doing other things, other part of your business, Cliff, that you want to mention? I was thinking, besides, I didn't know if you had another part of your business that you guys do.
He produces.
That's what I'm saying.
The production company. So Big Red Dog Productions, we are a studio, recording studio. Right now, of course, we've been working on our next album coming out.
Right.
But, we do a lot of work for clients around the state. A lot of fly-in tracks.
Sure.
A lot of people will call me to do fiddle and guitar tracks or whatever they need.
Cliff plays over 10 instruments.
Is that right? Wow. Show off.
That's the most
impressive.
And well.
They call you the prince
of piano, the violin, the guitar,
the prince of Arkansas. Is what you are?
No.
He did get up and sing at the Prince tribute last week. I was actually at Red Rocks I had first time to go to Colorado Red Rocks. And he sends me this video. Actually, Jesse of Wodakota sent me a video of him on stage singing in the high voice for Prince.
How about that?
It was pretty incredible. And so he actually did go out there and sing some Prince.
Nice. Well, much respect for all you folks that are in the music business here. Zach Dunlap, what name of his company?
Jetway.
He's working with Justin's daughter, Klein, who opened for Justin with their little band. And anywhere where you're teaching kids, I just think, or making the music culture in Arkansas better is great.
I feel like it's a moral duty when you learn something in life to turn around and help others. Because at some point I was trained in this, there's not really a school for what we do. Like, you kind of just had to find mentors and figure it out. And so we have a passion for helping others, and we have some young artists like Emma Miller.
That's what I was about to mention.
Yeah, she wrote a song. She's only 12 years old. Cliff produced it.
Wow. How about that?
We met a lot. Like Presley Shipp, she just won Young Artist of the Year.
Oh, you know who that is, Roger?
Yeah.
Yes, I know who that is.
Michael Shipp's daughter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of great young talent. We love to give them that extra, like, love to show them, hey, you can do this. Yeah. You just got to find people who've done it and help, that will help you.
And, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we also have our Entertainers Academy where we help a lot of artists, not just young artists, but artists of every age.
I was thinking I'd read that. That part of that component of your work.
In fact,
too.
In a couple of weeks, we're hosting a free 5-day challenge and people can join us, and it's artists. They just learn how to find gigs, how to reach out, what you need marketing wise to get the gig, and then what kind of, how to do the gig, and like the show pacing and what we do to
science
be a good entertainer
it.
And then the equipment they need. So if they head to entertainersacademy.com, they can join us. It's free. There is a paid option, but there's free option there.
Well, continued success. Great
Absolutely.
To see you guys.
Yeah.
So happy for y'all.
Thank
you know, making
you.
Your, and you look like you've, I don't know if you're trying to excel in modeling or music. I don't know.
Well, if I put my makeup on, it's early for me, but thank you. I'm trying to age backwards.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, listen, hope tonight goes great at Stickies at 7:30 here. It's 7 or 7:30?
It's 7:30.
Yeah,
doors 7:30. Open at 6:30 tonight.
So you got it covered here. Roger's over in Hot Springs at Mainline, so you both have the middle of the state covered tonight.
Yeah. That's
and good luck next week with the festival
thank
and all things.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and congrats on the new single.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, and Fathers, it's Happy Father's Day. We will be playing over at Southern Tail Brewing from 11 to 3 on Sunday. So bring the fathers and the kiddos. It's a family event. So
there you go.
On Sunday, yeah.
Awesome. All right, Cliff and Susan, everybody. We'll come back. We'll visit with Melinda Mayo.
All right, then.
This is
his birthday.
That's right. Blake Shelton's
birthday.
How old is Blake Shelton? You see it? 50.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought he was a little bit older than that. So, young guy. All right, don't go away. It's 8:34.